the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor wherein he laboreth under the sun? One generation goeth, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteneth to its place where it ariseth. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about unto the north. It turneth about continually in its course, and the wind returneth again to its circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place whither the rivers go, thither they go again. All things are full of weariness. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. That which hath been is that which shall be, and that which hath been done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there a thing whereof it may be said, See, this is new? It hath been long ago, in the ages which were before us. There is no remembrance of the former generations, neither shall there be any remembrance of the latter generations that are to come, among those that shall come after. Ecclesiastes 1:1-11. Solomon sets forth a principle that inquisitive, searching minds are well aware of, as was stated by the philosopher Hegel, concluding, We learn from history that people learn nothing from history. And the poet and philosopher George Santayana warning that those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Whatever statement you may appeal to, the words of Solomon ring true. That which hath been is that which shall be, and that which hath been done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Thus, what we see transpiring in our own society is simply a repeat of what transpired among generations long or not so long past. When the nation of Israel was preparing to enter the land of Canaan, it came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished that Moses commanded the Levites that bear the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah, saying, Take this book of the law and put it by the side of the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah your God, that it may be there for a witness against them. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against Jehovah. And how much more after my death? Assemble unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death ye will utterly corrupt yourselves, and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days, because ye will do that which is evil in the sight of Jehovah, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. Deuteronomy 31:24-29. And what Moses knew, they did. Our society is following the path of least resistance with an attitude void of accountability. The young, as in past generations, have little or no knowledge of the past and the consequences of their actions. The reasons given for the fall of nations are a dime a dozen, whichever one may fit the moment's need. However, scripturally, the ultimate reason for the nation's demise is set forth in Leviticus 18:24-25, saying, Defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out from before you. And the land is defiled, therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land vomiteth out her inhabitants. These things are defined in the text as immorality. You are encouraged to read the entire text for a fuller understanding. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Jehovah through Moses, saying, Ye therefore shall keep my statutes and mine ordinances, and shall not do any of these abominations, that the land vomit not you out also when ye defile it, as it vomited out the nation that was before you. Leviticus 18, verse 26 and verse 28.